This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Finishing up here with Mike Griffith. Mike, I want to go kind of back around to the SEC here for a minute. How big was that win for Brian Kelly last week?
Well, it was huge. I mean, he beat Alabama, and the thing is that's probably as little talent as Brian Kelly's ever going to have on his football team. I mean, they're only going to get better. This guy's good. This guy is really good, and I know that we all got comfortable with the notion of, oh, well, he can't beat the SEC. No, no, Notre Dame can't beat the SEC. The standards are a little different there, and that's their own fault, by the way. You know, Notre Dame's the ones that, you know, have chosen to, you know, make it a little bit tougher to recruit. Notre Dame's the ones that hasn't invested in areas like SEC schools and some of the Big Ten power. Notre Dame is the program that put themselves behind with arrogance, okay, and that's a whole nother show. But Brian Kelly's still the winningest coach ever there. And before he was there, he did a hell of a job at Cincinnati. And before he was there, he did a great job at Central Michigan. And before he was there, he did a great job at Grand Valley State. This guy's a great football coach. Now, does the cultural fit stuff matter? I don't know. I mean, some people say yes, some people say no. I mean, I can, you know, Moorhead at Mississippi State, was that a bad thing? I don't know. All I know is the guy's winning games in a season that a lot of people didn't expect him to. So what sort of momentum does he get? Big question. How much NIL money does he have? Let's just cut to the chase. What schools are going to spend the most to buy players? You want to know who's going to have the best chance? There's your answer. Now, if you're winning football games, you're going to build more confidence, and you're going to attract more corporate sponsors because everybody wants to be a part of a winner. So to answer your question, it was huge because it gets a lot more people on board because it builds momentum and it adds to the pot because this is all about free agency now. And you know, fans don't really want to hear that. And yeah, maybe when it comes down to two schools, they might pick one over the other because your alma mater, you know, has a higher academic ranking or a prettier campus. But 9 times out of 10, they're going to follow the money, provided they believe that they can get developed for NFL careers. And there's the best coaches in America in the SEC. So there's a lot of schools that can make that claim that they're going to do a great job developing talent. And the guys with the deepest and the best resumes, like Brian Kelly, have a huge advantage, I think, over a guy like Billy Napier. Although, yeah, look, Florida's making it work. There's a lot of Florida money, though. I think the Florida people finally figured out that you ain't going to do it with sunshine and good weather. You know, the days of Steve Spurrier working smarter, not harder, those days are over. And I don't know that this guy can coach like him anyway, speaking of, you know, coaches from Louisiana. We'll wait and see on Florida. There's a lot of questions. Florida, South Carolina, it's another interesting game, right? Future of both those guys. A lot of interesting football on tap today, guys. I'm real excited for this Saturday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.